Case number 9534, Howard and Betty Ellis, Shathrow Route 54, east of Roosevelt Avenue, being lot 25, block 7, within Cape Windsor Development, a variance from side yard setback requirement.
Good evening. Name and address.
Betty Ellis, 38831 Roosevelt Avenue, formerly 25.
Do you swear in? Do you swear testimony you're about to give that you're in correct professional knowledge?
Yes, I do.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hi.
So explain to the board this variance, this 2-inch variance, it's because of a shed you and your neighbor, is that right, measured?
I did the measuring. And I used a property line last year in the spring of 2005, a line that the neighbors on lot 26, and my husband and I, we always assumed for the past 33 years that was our line because it was a nail in the bulkhead. Mm-hmm. And through the years, they replaced their bulkhead. They had to pull it back in because the water was pushing it out. And mm-hmm. we did the same, and right where the nail was is where that line was. And through the years, I planted a 10-foot flower bed 2 feet in from that line, and mm-hmm. when I started to measure, my husband, by the way, has Alzheimer's, and he's no longer able to even help me with any decisions like that. So I went ahead and used a long tape and used the flower bed and that marking on the bulkhead, and there's also a four-inch PVC pipe that it stands about this high. That we put in years ago to put a chain across our driveway when we're not there so that other people wouldn't come in and use our driveway. Mm-hmm. So those were the markings we used. And when a new house was being built on lot 26, they had a survey done. And somehow or other, that survey is 2 foot off from the original property line. And talking with other people in Cape Windsor, on Roosevelt Avenue particularly, down at Lincoln Avenue, the homes start, the lots coming south. And through the years, there are a lot of surveys that they come up with lots that are 48.5 inches wide, some are 51 wide. And the original plat for Roosevelt Avenue, they were all supposed to be 50 foot wide. So there's some error through the years, I think, that's occurred with that line. Okay. So in good faith, I told the contractor where to start. We used the original footings for the old shed, which became rotted through the years. Mm-hmm. It was a 10-foot shed wide, and we put a 12-foot shed wide, 2 foot, and we extended the extra 2 foot over toward the house and not out into that 5 foot that you're supposed to leave
setback.
And there's also a ramp. My husband has to have a wheelchair and a walker, and we have a ramp that would go up into the entrance of the old shed. Mm-hmm. So we placed the door on the shed at the same place where that ramp is, which was 2 feet from the end of the old shed. And so that is all in conformity with the old shed.
Okay.
So, but we're off now, and so I'm asking for a variance to make up for the difference.
Okay. All right, ma'am.
I have some pictures, of the old shed and the new shed.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows where the...
If you'd hand them down to the secretary, ma'am, please.
First tour of the old shed, okay, which shows where the old shed was and where the other house was.
Yeah,
and this is the old one, too. And this is when we started the new one to show where we are. Okay. And this is where the new home, they applied for a variance to put a porch within 1 foot of that new property line, which brings it, with my shed being off, makes it a little close in there. And there's a, I have a picture of that, so you can see where the, their porch is and where my little, I put a little flower bed on that side to maybe make it look prettier for them.
So there's about 3 feet between their porch and your shed then?
Mm-hmm. About 3.5 maybe, because I'm about 2.5 foot off. But I asked for 3 foot to be sure that I asked for enough.
Mrs. Ellis, have you ever had your lot surveyed?
No, I didn't have it surveyed because I knew I was going to put the shed in the same place because of that ramp going in for the wheelchair. And the fact that we always used this, we always knew where the line was by that nail. That I think all of the homes along the bulkhead, everyone had a nail that showed where, on each side, that showed where their property lines were. But they're off now for some through the years.
Mrs. Ellis, you say your neighbor has already obtained a variance?
They have a for that, you can see that porch. That was approved for them, yes, that's in there. The reason they put that porch there was their utility room is on that side, and they have grandchildren that they want to, when they come from the beach, wash the sand off, go in the back in the utility room to wash the sand off them.
Okay, any other questions? Any other questions?
Their father and mother have both died, and it was their father, the one that, my age, you know, that we always knew where our property was.
Okay, hearing no further questions, ma'am. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we table case number 9534 to our next regular meeting. I'd like to take another look at it.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. McCabe with a second by Mr. Workman that we table case number 9534 to our next regular meeting, which will be
July
the 10th. All those in favor of the motion, give these a voting sign. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. And your case has been tabled to our next regular meeting, which will be...
May I enter a summary of what I just told you that might be put in your file?
Yeah, you can, ma'am. You can hand it in to secretary. Please.
Thank you. And the pictures now, would I be able to get those back, or do you want to keep them until
I see them until it's over?
Case number 9534.